The Navy of God had its own share of conscripted serfs, but unlike its Harchongese counterpart, they formed a definite minority within its crews. Not only that, but each had been promised relief from the legal obligation which bound him to the land, and they were actually being paid the same wage as their non-serf crewmates. They were even eligible for promotion to petty officer status. That would have been a big enough difference all by itself, but the majority of the Navy of God's crews were composed of freemen. Many came from the same sort of class backgrounds as their Carisian counterparts, although only a handful of them had been seafarers before their enlistment. The church's dominant position within the temple land's economy also meant a great many of them, probably even the majority, had personal, direct connections to the church or one of its myriad business enterprises, which gave them a direct, personal stake in the church's secular future. The reservoirs of faith in the temple lands were probably just as deep as those in the Harchong Empire as well, although it had less of the dumb, patient, almost bovine acceptance of the Harchongese serfs. Which meant that although they were nowhere nearly so experienced or well-trained as the ICN, and although it was obvious that most of them were more than a little anxious, even frightened, at the prospect of meeting Carisians in battle, they were highly motivated, well-integrated, and tightly knit, and Harper and his subordinate admirals had them training hard. Their sail drill had improved markedly in the 5 days since they'd departed Chantry Bay, and Harper had ordered every ship to spend a minimum of 2 hours a day at gun drill as well. The Harchongese ships were supposed to be doing the same thing, and some of them actually were, although their results were problematical. The Navy of God, on the other hand, was improving steadily. There was no way of knowing how well their training would stand up once round shot started tearing their ships apart around them, yet even by Lock Island's most optimistic assessment, each Temple Lands-built ship had to be worth at least 3, probably 4, Harchongese galleons of the same armament. And 80% of the armed vessels coming at him had Temple Lands crews and Navy of God officers. What a truly not good situation, he thought, reflecting on the grand and glorious total of his own 13 galleons. Outnumbered by close to 6 to 1, and the rotten cheating bastards have had the unmitigated gall to actually train their crews. What a revolting development! A faint smile twitched his lips, but it faded quickly, and he straightened. He walked to the stern windows and stood gazing out them, thinking. The good news, such as it was that Harper and Tybalt had no counterweight for his own reconnaissance capabilities. Like Caleb before Rock Point and Darko Sound, he had plenty of scouting cruisers scattered out to keep an eye on his enemies. But, also like Caleb before Rock Point and Darko Sound, their true function was to explain how he could have the information Owl Snarks had already provided. As a consequence, he knew precisely where his enemies were and what they were doing, and they didn't know that about him. That ought to be enough to let me pick my own time to engage, he thought, unseeing eyes staring out at the waves of the Markovian Sea. Let me pick the time, the weather conditions, make sure I've got the weather gauge. All of that's going to be a huge advantage. But once we get in amongst them, once it's broadside to broadside, and all any of my captains will know is that he can see through the gun smoke with his own eyes, all those advantages disappear. Then it's experience and numbers and guts and gunpowder. And right this minute, the only one of those where I really have an edge over Harper is experience, which is not going to be enough. His head turned, tracking around, almost as if he actually thought his own unaided eyes could see across the endless miles of salt water to Old Caris, and his mouth tightened. Get your arse here in time, Dominic, he thought, almost prayerfully. Get your arse up here while there's still time to do some good. He drew a deep breath and turned away from the windows. It was time he went on deck and saw what he could do to slow the enemy down long enough for Dominic Stainer to answer his prayer.